As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Luke 10:38-42. Does anybody else read that story and feel a prickle run through your nerves? I mean, have a little mercy here, Jesus. Let's go easy on poor Martha. Somebody has to feed the people, right? However, when we really dig into this passage, we see Martha's problem was not the preparations. We all have chores to complete, deadlines to meet, and mouths to feed, and that's okay. God gives us work, and he wants us to do it well. Martha's real problem was that she was distracted. Look at your to-do list right now. Is your trouble the stuff you have to do, or your attitude toward doing it? Would you rather be somewhere else, doing something else, serving someone else, or perhaps serving no one at all? Are you freaking out about everything that's expected of you and all the people demanding a piece of your energy? Is your to-do list causing you to get cranky with the souls around you, like Martha got cranky at Mary and Jesus? Are you missing opportunities to bless people simply because you're too wrapped up in yourself? If you realized you had a choice, tell me what you'd pick. Tasks and distractions? Or living in the moment, soaking up what matters, and offering your presence to the people who need it, who crave it, who, God says, deserve it? Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Proverbs 3:27. Yes, I know those Martha tasks need to get done. But we must contain them within the bigger picture, because Jesus says those tasks are not the most important thing. Our presence is. His presence is. And how can we share it with others if we're too busy to look them in the eye? What does it mean to bless with your presence? Throughout the Gospels, we see illustrations of Jesus modeling presence by stepping outside his agenda to grant time and attention to people around him. He snuggles with children, heals broken bodies, and spells out spiritual lessons to his clueless disciples. Poor guys, I can so relate. One fascinating example is described in the book of Matthew. While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died. But come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said. "Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. Matthew 9:18-22. Jesus was a busy guy. He had seriously important work to do. I mean, healing a dying girl? That's a pretty heavy itinerary. Yet, on his way to this urgent task, he stopped to acknowledge a woman who needed him.